At 14, I received free tuition to Tilton School. With my parents prodding, I rejected everything to do with the town and never saw my old friends again. When my new classmates went home to their mansions and penthouses for vacation, I remained alone on the hill. Their girlfriends were debutantes. I had no girlfriends. All the girls I knew were sluts. I had cast them off, and they had forgotten me. I was alone and terribly frustrated. My parents were masters at manipulation. They assured me that I was privileged to have such an opportunity and that someday I would be grateful. I would find the perfect wife, one suited to our high moral standards. Inside, though, I seethed. I craved female companionship. Sex. The idea of a slut was most alluring. However, rather than rebelling, I repressed my rage and expressed my frustration by excelling. I was an honor student, captain of 2 varsity teams, editor of the school newspaper. I was determined to show up my rich classmates and to leave Tilton behind forever. During my senior year, I was awarded a full athletic scholarship to Brown and an academic scholarship to Middlebury. I chose Brown mainly because I preferred being an athlete and because it was located in a city. My mother had graduated from Middlebury, and my father had received his master's degree there, so even though Brown was in the Ivy League, they preferred Middlebury. "What if you break your leg?" my father asked. "Better to take the academic scholarship." I buckled. Middlebury was, in my perception, merely an inflated version of Tilton, albeit in rural Vermont instead of rural New Hampshire. True, it was co-ed, but I was poor and most everyone else was wealthy, and I had not attended school with a female in 4 years. I lacked confidence, felt outclassed, was miserable. I pleaded with my dad to let me drop out or take a year off. I wanted to move to Boston and learn about life and women. He would not hear of it. "How can I pretend to prepare other parents' kids for college if my own won't stay in one?" he asked. I have come to understand that life is composed of a series of coincidences. How we react to these, how we exercise what some refer to as free will, is everything. The choices we make within the boundaries of the twists of fate determine who we are. 2 major coincidences that shaped my life occurred at Middlebury. One came in the form of an Iranian, the son of a general who was a personal advisor to the Shah. The other was a beautiful young woman named Anne, like my childhood sweetheart.